Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Did you ever play pick-up sticks when you were a kid? You know, throwing those long, thin blue or red sticks in the air. And when they land, you have to pick them up one by one without disturbing any of the others. So you need to lift each stick so slowly and carefully. Dot. They moved. Your turn. You know the game. I've got to tell you, I think pick-up sticks had more to impart to us than some of the mindless games we see kids absorbed in these days on their mobile phones or on their computer. Pick-up sticks imparted crucial life skills. Think about it. For example, here we are in the food court of the shopping centre. We approach the self-serve Asian eatery where they offer a large plate for $9.50, and it's a type where you can place on your plate whatever you want from their hot food selections. Wow! So we pile the plate high with everything they have. Honey chicken, beef and beans, tofu and veg, rice, spring rolls, all balancing on top of each other, and then on the top, a few giant prawn crackers. Then we slowly manoeuvre our way to a table, juggling this mountain of food that we'll never be able to eat. We sit down and begin. This is where the life skills from pick-up sticks starts to kick in, being able to pick up one piece of food at a time and eat without other bits falling off the plate onto that table or dread at the floor. Now that's a crucial life skill. Where am I going with this? Well, I'm wondering if we should be more mindful of what we spend our time doing and not wasting so much time on things that have nothing to impart to us. In the Bible, Matthew wrote about an important life skill we should all aim for and teach our kids about as well. It was when Jesus said, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvos.